It's great to have you here, Bruce, after thinking about it for years.
It took a long time, yes. You asked me to do this probably 12 years ago.
At least.
Maybe longer. And I kept putting you off.
Yeah, you
but
did.
But I had a good reason for it,
what
really.
What was it?
Well, the reason was I always, in those years, okay, we came out with our first record in 1986. And really from 86 to about 95, in all those years, I would find myself certain times in solo piano situations. It could be a radio show. Sometimes, you know, they wouldn't want to pay for the band, so they'd just have me play piano. And I would find myself in these solo piano contexts playing my songs, and I would feel so inadequate because I hadn't really developed my left hand, sort of independence of the hands, and really a strong rhythmic feeling where I could sort of project a strong pulse. I could project. It's funny because I went to jazz school. I went to music school, University of Miami, and I went through all that training. Not that it's really under my fingers now, but I always loved all the, you know, Bud Powell, Bill Evans, Chick Corea, you know, the Herbie Hancock. The list goes on and on.
But you could have done the show.
Well, I could, but I would have done it in playing that. I would have wanted to be able to play some of my music and have it really work. I just wasn't satisfied with the way I played my own music in a solo piano context. So about 1995, I sort of rededicated myself to the study of the piano and worked out some things that I'd always wanted to work out. So now I can
now here
it.
You are.
Now, yes, you finally got me. Finally
I got you,
me.
And I'm very glad.
I'm glad to be here.
God, and now I get to hear you play a solo, one of your own choosing, whatever.
Yeah, this first thing I'm going to do is a song from a record of mine 2 records ago. The record's called Spirit Trail. It features a cover with my Uncle Charles with a cigarette coming out of his ear and him lighting the cigarette with a lighter. It's my record company hated the cover, but it's my favorite one. That's how you would know it in the store. Uncle Charles with wide eyes staring out at you. Anyway, this song is the first song on the record, and I'm playing it because it illustrates a little bit of what I've been trying to work on in sort of finding a way to play my music in a unique way. And here it is.
You're going to sing too, aren't you?
Well, I might sing if I'm so moved. Or maybe I'll just talk it. We'll see. And so this is King of the Hill.